What's going on, everybody? It is Alan from Breaking and Entering, and you are checking out episode 43 of the Breaking and Entering podcast. We are back in full effect, and we are talking today to a new indie band that has been around for a couple of years, but they're really starting to make their name. Based out of Philadelphia, formerly South Florida, this is Thoughts, the project of Angel Leiser and previously Benny Rothschild. The duo were working on a lot of music. We sat down with Angel and got to talk about kind of the band's formation, his history in music, all sorts of things leading up to their most recent single, which is out now, streaming everywhere. So I'm gonna shut up and we'll get right into it. Here is Angel Leiser. This is Thoughts on the Breaking and Entering podcast. All right, hello, Angel Leiser of Thoughts. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Breaking and Entering podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here, man.
Yeah, definitely. What part of the world are we checking in with right now? Because I know you guys you've traveled a little bit. So.
Yeah, right now, currently based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Nice. Very cool. We are going to get into your band in a little bit. You are a indie kind of funk kind of hybrid thing. We're going to get into that music, but before we do that, I want to learn a little bit more kind of about your beginnings in music, kind of how you got your start. So give us the background a little bit. Give us the elevator pitch, I guess. How did you get started? How'd you get involved with music?
It goes way back. If we're talking about music in general, it goes way back to seeing a School of Rock concert when I was like 11, going into sixth grade.
Okay.
And I really liked what I saw. They did a Woodstock concert, like themed thing. Like it's 69, just music from it was kids, you know, my age, older, younger, all dressed up in like hippie, just like hippie gear and everything. And honestly, I saw this kid, this very young kid, like probably 10 at the time, play this the Jimi Hendrix guitar solo, like the natural anthem that from the same thing in the concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just hooked. And so I started my beginnings there. And that kid actually is Benny Rothschild, who is the person that started this band with me originally. Okay. And his dad owned the School of Rock. So that's kind of how I met Benny. I would have to, you know, not, I couldn't not give Benny and his dad like credit for like really getting me into music, because I did all that, met all my best friends that I still talk to today, and me and Ben still talk to today too. Like, we're living together currently and everything, and we're best friends. We're just no longer a band together, which, you know, I will get to that. You know, it's a long explanation, because a lot of the music out there right now is with Benny and I's like creation,
right,
and different forms of the band. There's been a little bit different forms of it throughout just the we started in 2017, so 2022, 5 years, math, you know, so
yeah,
wow, kind of crazy. But yeah, so I did that for a while. I you know, grew up on rock then and everything, and we did explored everything and all that. And I was in a high school band with Benny called Jumble Shrimp.
Okay.
And it was how it was. We were kids playing these gigs and on the weekends and stuff, and just like our parents were there supporting us and helping us with, and we were learning about being in the like band business. Like we earned money and all that. Right. Obviously it wasn't like we couldn't go on tour or anything because we were in high school, so we just gigged around South Florida.
Yeah,
back then. We're from South Florida, so which is already in its like has its own scene in itself, of cover bands and different things and the EDM and hip-hop and all that. So indie's getting its name there too. So but yeah, so Thoughts kind of came out of that old band. Mm-hmm. Benny and I decided to leave Jumble Shrimp when I just graduated high school the year before, and Ben was in his senior year, and our other members were a little bit younger. So, and there was a lot of other things that weren't really like just working out musically and, yeah, you know, matureness and all that. But we still love those guys. It's just, we just decided that we'll not be together as a band, do our own thing. And we respected that and has supported each other of that since.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
That's where Thoughts comes from.
Nice. So you mentioned that they had the School of Rock, that it was kind of a Woodstock theme. That makes sense to me when I hear Thoughts now, because like it does kind of have a little bit of that funk, a little bit of psychedelic to it when I hear the songs. Was that music that you were already into before that, or was that kind of like, you know, just you were listening to something else and this came along and kind of like changed things for you?
Oh, no, this came along and changed things for me for sure. I was like listening to, like, my parents would have Radio Disney on the way to school, because I was younger, you know. I was just getting into that middle school age, and
yeah,
after like signing up for School of Rock, I was like, okay, can we listen to like some rock or something? Like, I literally told my parents to stop playing Disney and play me what they would play. And yeah, so a lot of, like, you know, especially in the younger years before I was like driving and everything, I would be listening to what School of Rock was giving me, and then also what my parents were giving me, and starting to explore that, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, totally. That is the age for sure, I think, for everybody, when they really, you know, you're coming of age, you're getting into like almost into high school, you think you got to be the cool kid, so you need to like listen to music and like really kind of develop it. I think that's where a lot of people pick it up, is around that age in life. And yeah, I mean, I'm glad that you picked up some really great music, because it's obviously influenced some things. But growing up in South Florida too, you also kind of, you hit on something there too, that there's like an EDM scene and there's a hip hop scene and all of this stuff. And that eclecticness of it. Do you think that any of that kind of played its way into your early music stuff that you had been making? You know, just pulling from those different scenes or those sounds that are around you?
I wouldn't say necessarily in the early, like, especially when we were in the high school band Jumbo Shrimp, it was a lot more rock. But by the time, I guess, like, when Thoughts had formed in 2017, we were older, so we definitely explored more. And yeah, that hip hop, like, and EDM a little less, not necessarily in that, but like just other genres aside from rock, definitely came through our listening. We were showing each other stuff. I remember when Ben showed me Tame Impala for the first time, which is, this is more of a psychedelic rock, but now they've kind of just done all, it's pop, it's just a lot of stuff. That huge band, but like I remember just being amazed at what this was, and just exploring that. And I mean, you know, and I would say it's even, you know, developed even further now, being adult from home and just like trying the young 20s, you know, just living the life of that and working and everything. I feel like I've listened to, especially with the pandemic, listened to a lot of music and different music, and it's kind of steered away from just classic rock, or I mean, or just like in that, like, kind of, because I was listening to a lot of 70s and 60s in the like, you know, middle school and high school things, but now it's kind of, and I still do, and I still appreciate it, and it's definitely still shows through, because rock is just the ground start of everything for me. But, you know, I've definitely tried to like listen to a lot of different other things for sure. Mm-hmm.
For sure. What was your first instrument that you picked up? Because I know that Thoughts as a project, when I listen to it, has a lot of different instrumentation, you know, everything's kind of in there for a little bit. But where'd you start with that?
Guitar was my first instrument. I started with that. Then I got, for a while, when I went to basically early high school, so freshman year, probably around that time, I started focusing on bass like a lot. I basically took kind of just bass lessons for a while there, for like 5 years or so after. So okay. Then I kind of went to this teacher that taught me, like, was able to teach me both. Shout out to Frank Axtell, he's amazing, god theorist, and just awesome. So he got me better in that general. I kind of went back and forth between those two with him.
Yeah, I just realized that I never even have asked you if you played more than one instrument. It just kind of, you sounded like somebody that does that for sure, and like plays a little bit of everything. So it just
a little bit.
Yeah. So
a little bit, yeah. I would say also play keys. By no means I took a few lessons, you know, I in school and all that, but never like consistently. And then also just naturally came to drums for the most part. I did take like one or two lessons at School of Rock, but I was mostly a guitar bass player at that point. Like, but you know, just like that's like a cool thing about School of Rock too, though. Like they you get to like they encourage you to try different things in their shows and everything when you're like doing these, you know, like rock themed seasons that we call them, where we put on concerts at the end, and that's where, you know, you get to really explore, like, do you get to try a drum song? Like, they'll not drown you in a hard one, it'll be an easy one and probably something you could probably handle as long as you have rhythm. Then and then you just kind of develop from over there, so it's like you kind of you can have that choice to learn quite a few things at School of Rock or just like, you know, little bits of it and everything.
And that environment is actually something that is completely foreign to me, because I mean we have School of Rock here in Wisconsin where we're based out of, and they play all over the
Perfect.
place too. Do you like what was that environment like for you to kind of, you know, be thrown into that? I'm sure there's everything from kids that don't know how to play to kids that are like virtuosos. Like, what's that environment like?
It's very nice because, you know, you're really, for the most part, like obviously there's, 'cause you know, it's also, it can be a place sometimes, but very rarely where like, and I feel like this could be for any place, for arts, but like where the parent is just kind of putting their child in there, because, you know, want them to do something or whatever, even if they might not enjoy that. But like, there's 1% of those kids at School of Rock. Everyone else is like there because they do, and they maybe might be shy at first or whatever, but like, if they stay there past a season, they're there for the music and for the social, like life of it, because you're meeting these kids, like you said, it is all aspects. You're meeting beginners, people that never played before, pretty much AKA me, at the beginning there, and then people that you like see in these like rehearsals that you're playing with, because you'll be on songs with people that have been playing for years and years and sound so good, and it makes you like inspired to like be like them. And so there's already leaders there naturally, like even when they're not trying to be leaders, and it kind of inspires you, have that, you know, inner fire competition, just like, you know, I want to be as good as you, if not better. And that's what, you know, drove me especially. And then the kids are, you know, you're getting these recommendations from different, you know, kids like from bands and stuff. They're like showing you stuff, especially the older ones. And if you know, you get a few friends there, if not a lot, if you're like, if you're just a nice kid there, you're gonna have a lot of friends there. Everyone's gonna know you. The teachers are working musicians, you know. That's like usually the deal at School of Rock. And or people learning, like going to school for music or whatever it is, they're involved with music, so they give you that life and everything. So you really just like, I don't know, it's a lot of just, if you really love music, it's a great program to just do.
For sure. Cool. So let's talk a little bit about the formation of thoughts then, because you know, you mentioned the high school band and kind of growing out of that. You're in South Florida at this point, and you've got a new thing on your plate. Kind of tell us about like writing some of those first songs for this project and seeing, you know, where you were going to take things. Let's talk about, did you get to I'm sure, you know, experiment a lot, or what was kind of the process with that?
Well, as I said, it started with me and Benny, and in our old band, I did write songs, but I didn't really write songs. Me and Ben would collab a lot. Like I would come up with a chord progression maybe, and then he would like write like a melody and maybe some lyrics, and I would like give input to, you know, all that. But I wasn't fully writing the songs, I would say. I would like be collabing. And when thoughts started, around that time, I just started trying to write like full songs. And it was a little nerve-wracking at first, I'm not going to lie, because having a best friend in a band like that I've been in a band with that can write songs and writes them very well, and just being in that, we were moving from, well, I guess in the beginning of Thoughts, we were in Florida. So just being around friends and family and people that have known us through the years of music, just like not knowing me as a songwriter, showing that through thoughts was a little nervous. Our catalog kind of has changed throughout the years. We've taken some, taken down some stuff, and we put like stuff up like all of, I think it was like 2021 last year, because we went with this label. So originally we had this first EP called Heart It Breaks, and that was my first song that I kind of fully wrote. And it was experimenting for sure, you could say the least. It was just a lot of me kind of and Benny like writing songs and showing each other and saying, hey, this sounds cool, oh, we can work on this and all that. And that's kind of how it first started. And then we would show, we were going through drummers at the time, first like year and a half of our creation, just couldn't find a permanent drummer.
Yeah.
So we would do like most of the, like the drum stuff would be like on the computer or whatever, just like basically fake drums. And but again, none of that stuff you really are hearing now is the stuff that's on Spotify. The stuff that's on Spotify for the most part that you're hearing is actually with our permanent drummer. Or was permanent drummer Roman. So during that time, I guess I should talk about that time more so, which is like a lot of that stuff was way written later. We were still in Florida before, it was like kind of before Philly, but that first EP was us, still me, Benny writing together, but we would show Roman and adjust the song together in that way.
Sure.
And have like, you know, obviously have these feels be tested out and experimented. But it was just like a lot of experimenting in the actual studio, I would say, happens more than the writing, because by the time me and Ben showed it to Roman, the song itself was not set, but it was like there was a strong idea there.
Right. That core is there. Yeah.
Yeah, you just gotta figure out the course of like what we go do, and maybe not a song full song structure, but like, you know, it was like you said, the core. So it was in that way of just like kind of putting things together, experimenting. We haven't really experimented, I would say, in this band, as in like maybe jamming and like figuring out songs. I think we did that once. We did that a lot in our last band, and Ben and I didn't really like love it, because I think just from as songwriters, we're people that like pick up an acoustic guitar and write a song from there, starting from there. Or nowadays it's like maybe make a beat on our computers and then start writing,
build off of that. Yeah I think that process is, you know, it's different for everybody, but I'm sure that, you know, you can get sucked into being a jam, kind of like writing out of jams, and maybe you get something good out of it. But I think, you know, personally, I would say that probably having that, at least an idea of where you want to go with things, and then building off of that, is probably the better route. I think you get a more polished song out of that. But that, you know, everybody's different in that regard, for sure. You guys moved to Philadelphia from South Florida. What sparked that move? Is that sound influenced, or what, you know, is it life influenced? What made the move to Philly happen?
It was, we toured a lot in 2018. We were able to go up the East Coast and get to the Midwest, and we had to take these like basically 10, 12 day tours to get through everywhere, because Florida's long, man. It takes a while to just get out.
Yeah.
In South Florida, you know, like, so it was just like, we're, you know, eventually on our like third tour of that year, we finally made money like that we kept. But it was, you know, we had to take off work and everything. It's just a lot. So the big spark was just like, in for that location, at least specifically, it's near, like, we, you know, East Coast is thriving of so many cities and areas that you can just get to so easily, because, you know, for the most part, they're like, you know, relatively close. So yeah. So it's kind of cheap in that way, not New York where it's expensive, but it's still a city, and it's close enough near, you know, DC, New York, Boston, anywhere you really want to kind of go to. It's less of a hassle than Florida. And we just also felt like Florida has, you know, it has a scene, but it has also, especially South Florida, like where we were, West Palm, not in Miami, but like West Palm Beach, hour and a half north of Miami. Mm-hmm. It's like cover gig scene. It's a lot of cover bands just, you know, playing in these bars or restaurants that every, you know, kind of older person wants to hear. They just right. want to hear the songs they know. So we were, you know, we would play gigs like that and everything, make money, but wasn't what we were trying to do necessarily.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what year did you guys move to Philadelphia?
2019 in the fall.
Okay, so I'm sure you've had only a limited window of it, but how does the Philadelphia music scene kind of look to you from, you know, being able to be out there a little bit? I know, obviously, most of your time in Philadelphia has not been probably out and about too much.
No. Definitely because we got up there in October and we did a lot of house gigs, like basement shows and stuff, which was like a cool scene. Yeah, that's a cool scene and stuff because we don't have basements in Florida, and this was like a lot of college people and everything, and we, you know, especially where we were in South Florida, we didn't necessarily have the biggest colleges next, like we had University of Miami, but that's like an hour and a half away. And everything else is like hours away where our colleges are. And so we were just doing a lot of these house shows where, for the most part, and playing in some bars too. But that was really cool because like it was these like people trying to like throw on these shows too. Like,
right.
They wanted their house to be like that, you know, has like these cool bands and everything. And It felt like a cool setup, like, you know, not, I wouldn't say necessarily even laxed, but just like it's different from the bar scene. I enjoyed it. And when we did it in the fall and everything, it was a great time. And we had some of them have moved at this point, but when we did get here, we had some college friends that were doing college and everything. And so it was able to like connect in that way. You know, we were going to their things, so making friends with their friends and inviting them to our shows and hopefully impressing and getting the word out and just, you know, doing all that. So that's in itself, the Philly scene is, you know, it's a lovely place. I wish I got to explore it more, but
right. And then the world shut down. Yeah. Which actually brings me to an interesting point too. You know, a lot of music that you guys have put out, the singles that are out right now were dropped in, you know, 2020 and 2021, where there really wasn't a lot of chances to, you know, play it out. There's, you kind of got to just focus on the internet and work on that. Tell me how that's kind of affected, you know, the band and songwriting and things like that. I mean, what have you been kind of focused on, you know, since COVID started rocking everybody's world?
Yeah, well, it's been a thing. So we had that re-release, we had those releases with the new label last year, and then Benny and I parted ways, which in the end, you know, we're friends and everything. We've just been in bands together for so long that we haven't really discovered what it's like to be, you know, a musician without each other. Like, it's been over 12 years that I've been playing music with that man, and so
yeah.
That it, we you know, it's a mutual agreement. Plus, you know, he has, you know, other family plans and stuff. But within COVID, I just released actually a new single, Running Away, today. That the writing has been there, to say the least. You know, it's not been stopped. I think it's been a little bit slowed down because we haven't been as active as before. And I feel like life hasn't been as active. So
yeah, totally.
You know, you know, it's a little less to write about, but right. That is still something to write about in itself. And there's still songs out there. There's, you know, pre-COVID, I was, you know, and even like, you know, I would say it's probably like a little bit into 2020, even writing a lot. You know, I was just like, I was a new writer. I was use it as a muscle, get every song that I had out, whether it was good or bad, not out, but just like, you know, out of my head so I can like write another one and all that. So there's a lot of songs that are technically in reserve, and I'm like, I've been working on them, just like recording and getting all that. So within that, like, COVID itself hasn't stopped the necessarily writing or even recording process. Gigging, it's and touring, totally different things, a little bit. But I, where the band is at right now, I'm in a process where it's, I don't necessarily need to gig or tour. Mm-hmm. I'm working a lot, like just other jobs, like day jobs. Right. So, but you know, trying to save up that money where I can just use it on making the sound good, trying to use social media good, marketing, get all that. I think I want to get that side of music,
yeah,
know, better than the performance of it.
Yeah,
but performing, I do hope to perform definitely soon at one point.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm knocking on wood here, hoping that we are out of the thick of it, you know, and that we can get back to gigs and tours and all sorts of things in the near future. What does, you know, do you think you have enough material for an album right now, or do you think that, you know, you're in the stages of putting one together?
Album is not necessarily right on my mind. Sure, yes, I definitely could, like, mm-hmm. put out an album, but I don't know. I've been thinking, you know, singles and EPs are the way.
Yeah.
I feel like I, you know, since the band has, like, changed a lot and half of the founding, you know, members of it, like, kind of are not here, I have to kind of focus on rebranding and showing, because Ben was, you know, our lead singer at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's now going to be me, but also in a way I'm taking it as a project of, like, producing. I feel like I'm kind of want to showcase my songs, no matter, like if I don't think, like, if I write a song and I want someone else to sing it because, like, I think someone else can sing it better, then I'll do that. You know, I'll just
reach to them.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's more about the songs at this point. It's and how I get it out there. It's not necessarily like, I am the lead singer of this band. It's like, I'll sing sometimes, you know, for sure. But there's just some voices that I hear some songs, I'm like, let's get you on this.
And, right.
And I have a lot of talented friends because of School of Rock, and just knowing they know talented friends because they're musicians and stuff. So it's, you know, it's endless of voices and all that, and just different ideas and collabing. I want to collab with people, you know. It's not just like, it's a, right now it's a one man, or, well, one woman show, but, like, it's also friends, you know, friends mm-hmm. are helping.
For sure. Yeah. With that said, I mean, where do you see things going, you know? Let's assume a perfect world that we can get back to, you know, things being open and stuff like that. What does the rest of 2022 look like for thoughts?
I would say release the single now. Definitely go, you know, aim to release, I would say, 2 to 3 more this year. Now, if opportunities arise where I can gig, then I'm always looking for, like, members. Like, if I can make a band out of this, for sure. But mm-hmm. finding permanent members is kind of a little hard. So if there is an opportunity to gig, asking some friends to help, or just, like, hiring some people would be cool too. But again, I think the gig would have to, like, not mean something, but just, you know, I would have to think it's a good opportunity to go about it right now. Just not, you know, just yes, because of COVID, but just also, you know, it's in the state of where I would have to, like, you know, teach and rehearse with people that haven't been introduced with the stuff yet. So
yeah,
that's another job in its own. So, which I don't mind doing it. That's fine. But, you know, again, social media and marketing and all that, and just, like, trying to get your name out there. I want to get the name out there first before, you know, and then I'll do, you know, I'm trying to get the whole live videos, you know, out there more, you know,
right.
Hopefully more content, like, trying to build up the content, I would say, is for 2022 thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, you know, what everybody has learned that they have to do, for sure, if they weren't already doing it. If they want to keep up with that content, if they want to find you, where is the best place to go and check out thoughts?
I would say, you know, obviously Spotify keeps up all, and any streaming service keeps up all our music now. But I would go to our Instagram page, which is Thoughts Official Band, all one word. Mm-hmm. And that's where we, you know, are. I've been like, you know, you'll see videos of me of just like playing bass, you know, playing guitar, doing other things, covering your songs, and just like getting our name out there. So if you ever want information of like new songs or new content, Thoughts Official Band Instagram would be the best choice.
All right. Well, very cool. Well, we will certainly go do that. We will be checking out the music. Absolutely. And we can't wait to hear the rest of it. Thank you so much for sitting down with us and being able to join us here on the Breaking and Entering podcast. Angel, we really appreciate it. And yeah, we are looking forward to more thoughts in 2022.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you for having me. And yeah, again, check out Running Away. It's out now. And they'll probably, by, you know, time this gets out, you know, might be another song on the way too.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. All right. Thank you, Angel. And thank you for taking the time to sit down and talk with us. And we want to thank you for taking the time to sit down and listen to the Breaking and Entering podcast as well. Don't forget, you can find Thoughts streaming everywhere and their new single as well. And you can find Breaking and Entering everywhere as well, too. We've got new music every single day over at breakingandentering.net. You can see us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch. You can download this podcast and subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts. We also have a Patreon now, so you can subscribe to us there for as low as $5 a month. You're going to get these podcasts as soon as they are finished. We are putting them right on the internet now, and you're going to get a ton of exclusive content over at patreon.com/breakingandentering. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time on the Breaking and Entering podcast. Hey guys, it's Alan. Just wanted to check in again real quick here at the end of the show and let you know that if you want to listen to more of me talking, but also want to listen to some great music as well, you can join us for Breaking and Entering Radio every single week. Myself and Patrick Carroll play 2 hours of independent hip-hop, broadcasting live out of the Breaking and Entering World headquarters. We're on over 30 stations all over the world right now, so you can check out where to listen to Breaking and Entering Radio by visiting breakingandentering.net/schedule.